fellows, please, you gotta help me escape from Mooney Moolah.
Help you escape?
But you brung us here. Ain't you the big thinker?
Heavens, no. I'm a prisoner, like you.
Hey, speaks English, like an Englishman.
Yeah. Who are you?
Well, it's a long story. My name is Professor Gizmo. I'm an inventor. In my laboratory on Mount Cucamonga, I built the first interplanetary rocket ship, the SS Gizmo. I named it after me. I wanted to be the first man named Gizmo to rocket into space. So I blasted off, and away I went. After 24 hours at the controls, I fell asleep. The SS Gizmo raced faster and faster, and when I woke up, I knew something was wrong. I looked out the window, and my rocket ship was being pulled toward a strange planet made of metal. It looked like aluminum, so I called it Mooney Moolah. That's aluminum spelled backwards. Suddenly, a big hole opened in the metal planet, and Mooney Moolah swallowed me and the SS Gizmo up. I made a rough landing. The SS Gizmo was a mess. I was captured and taken to the Big Thinker. When the Big Thinker found out I was quite a thinker myself, he had me locked inside that metal monster. I was one of his slaves. A robot.
Well, if you're not the Big Thinker, then who is?
Not who, gentlemen, but what. Look, on that throne sits the real Big Thinker, the mechanical brain that rules Mooney Moolah.
Well, shucks, Prof. You ain't scared of a bowl of nuts and bolts, are you?
Well, I am when it's thinking.
Well, how come it ain't thinking now?
It's taking a nap. But when it wakes up, we're all in trouble.
Oh, gee, what are we gonna do, Professor?
What can we do? The Big Thinker is guarded by the creepy creature. Run for your lives. It's the creepy creature.
Yikes!
Here he comes now. The creepy creature in the flesh. Well, not exactly flesh, for it is all metal.
Gangway!
Run for your life, Ruff. And that's what he's doing, because the creepy-type creature is right behind him.
Help! Turn me loose!
Poor Ruff.
Get your creepy hooks off me, or my pal Reddy will tear you apart, bolt by bolt.
Reddy is ready for action. But Reddy's only bluffing. You can't fight a creepy creature with a water pistol.
Oh, all right, Double Ugly. Drop my pal. You heard me? Drop him or I'll let you have it. Right in the kisser.
Uh-oh. What's this? Ruff can't believe his eyes. The creepy creature is running away.
How about that? I just squirted him with my water pistol.
Well, that's funny.
But not very funny, because the creepy creature doesn't give up that easy. He's coming back. So Ruff takes off like a herd of birds.
Hey, Ruff, stick around. And watch me blast this metal monster with my secret weapon.
Reddy's either brave or stupid.
Or both.
Come on. Fight like a man, you monster. I'll cool this hot head off. Take that, and that, and that, and that, and... just clowning around. Just funning. What's the matter, friend? Can't you take a joke?
Well, evidently, the creepy creature is in no mood for bum jokes.
Run, Reddy, run!
And Reddy takes Ruff's advice. But something's happening.
What's the matter?
He can't move.
He squeaks like a rusty hinge.
Reddy's water pistol must have rusted the creature.
Oh, our troubles are over.
Fellas, look. It's the whole Mooney Moolah army.
Well, it's out of the frying pan into the fire for Ruff, Reddy, and the professor. Can they escape the whole Mooney Moolah army? If they're lucky, they might make it to the professor's secret hideaway where he has been rebuilding the wrecked SS Gizmo into a new rocket ship, the SS Gizmo II. Well, They made it to the rocket ship safe and sound, but they haven't a second to lose, for a million Mooney Moolah men are closing in on the visitors from Earth.
Get going, Gizmo.
It won't start. The fuel pump is too pooped to pump.
Well, try the thingamajigger.
Gee whiz, Giz! Listen!
It's the Mooney Moolah man.
Good guess, Reddy. And they're right behind you. Get going.
What's wrong, Prof?
We need a little push.
A push? Choker this time, Prof!
Well, here goes nothing. That did it.
Hooray!
Stand by to blast off.
At last, the three adventurers are ready to blast off from Mooney Moolah. But since they're inside the metal planet, they do it the hard way. But at last, they're homeward bound.
I'll be the first man named Gizmo to make it to Mooney Moolah and back.
You'll be famous, Professor Gizmo.
Just call me Giz. But Reddy is the real hero.
Hear that, Reddy? You're a hero. Reddy, you're a... Reddy? Hey, Reddy! Reddy! Reddy? Professor, Reddy's not here.
Oh, good grief. We made it boo-boo.
I'll say you did. While the SS Gizmo sailed safely into space, poor Reddy never got off the ground. And he's only inches away from the Mooney Moolah army. And it's a good thing we can't read Reddy's mind right now, because he probably thinks his pals are a couple of skunks. But his pals are headed back to pick him up.
We'll save Reddy, or my name ain't Gizmo.
Poor Reddy. His name is Mud. Professor, what's that?
Oh, good grief. It's the Mooney Moolah Air Force.
Yes, the entire Air Force of Mooney Moolah stands between them and their friend. How can they save poor Reddy now?
I'll have to use one of my super secret weapons.
And before you could say Gizmo, a cloud of smoke begins to cover the SS Gizmo the Second until nothing is visible but a little black cloud.
Gee whiz, Giz. It's getting dark.
That's my super secret smog screen.
But I can't see a thing.
That's the whole idea. We can't see out. They can't see in.
So, the Mooney Moolah Air Force flies right by. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, planet, the Mooney Moolah men are hot on Reddy's heels. The heels. But the Mooney Moolah men don't know when Reddy's scared, it's go, man, go. Our speedy hero ducks into the nearest building and closes the door behind him. But that's not opportunity knocking. It's the metal men of Mooney Moolah. Uh-oh. Flying Mooney Moolah men. Taken off like a herd of birds. If you can't beat them, join them. So, after they've gone, Reddy gives the big beanie a twirl, and away he goes into the wild blue yonder. Meanwhile, Reddy's pals have sneaked past the main Mooney Moolah Air Force.
Professor, look! One of the Mooney Moolah airmen! He's coming this way!
It looks like I'm gonna have to blast this one.
To save his pals, Professor Gizmo pulls a switch. The nose of his rocket ship opens up, and out pops his big gun.
Gee whiz, Giz! What are you gonna do?
First, I'm gonna draw a bead on his beady little eyes. Then, I'll just knock the prop off that Mooney Moolah man.
Professor, that's no Mooney Moolah man. It's Reddy.
Don't shoot, fellas. It's me, Reddy. Don't shoot.
Oh, gee whiz, Giz. You knocked his prop off. There goes my favorite friend. Poor Reddy.
There's only one thing to do. Stand by for a dizzy dive.
And Professor Giz, the rocket whiz, makes a desperate dive.
Red is dead ahead!
What's that thing, Professor?
It's another one of my secret weapons. Watch this, Ruff.
It's lucky the professor has a bag of tricks, cause Reddy's fallen like a bag of bricks.
Ready? Aim. Fire!
Bullseye. Good shot, what?
Help! I've been shot! Stabbed! Harpooned!
Professor! We got him!
Not bad shooting. If I do say so myself.
Put me down, you clown!
Now, I'll reel him in.
Get this thing off of me. I'm getting a headache.
Oh, gee, Reddy, what an attitude. Where's your gratitude?
First, you leave me on Mooney Moolah. Next, you knock my prop off. Then you pop me with a plunger. What happens to me shouldn't happen to a dog.
Steady, Reddy. You haven't seen anything yet. Here comes the Mooney Moolah Air Force. But Professor Gizmo sees them just in time. And one good turn deserves another.
Get going, Giz. They're gaining on us.
It looks like we're surrounded.
I'll have to use my super secret weapon.
So the professor pushes a button, the rear of the rocket ship opens, and a small parachute drops out with a surprise package tied to it.
Hey, how come those Mooney Mooler fellers stopped to look at that package?
Well, it says, "Do not open till Christmas" on the box. And Mooney Moolah men are nosy rascals.
But little do they know that inside that box is a $5 firecracker left over from... the 4th of July.
You're a whiz, Gizmo.
Just call me Giz.
And just call me homesick. Let's head for home.
Hope you make it, Ruff. But home is a million miles away. And right now a mammoth meteor is falling directly across the path of the SS Gizmo II, traveling at thousands of miles per second. Sheesh. Will our space-weary rocketeers make it back to Earth?
Cucamonga, here I come. Right back where I started from.
Oh, when I get home, I want a triple-decker hamburger.
I'll take a tomato malt.
I'll take vanilla, sarsaparilla.
Fellas, this is no time to talk about goodies. A mammoth meteor is roaring right at your rocket ship and will cross the path of the SS Gizmo any second. Look out! Well, they're still alive, but the battered SS Gizmo is plunging helplessly through space.
Pull back on the brake, Reddy.
Doing my darndest.
Pull harder, Reddy.
Oops! I broke the brake.
Good grief.
Now they can't stop the rocket. But luckily, the automatic pilot is set for Earth. So the crippled SS Gizmo heads for home the hard way. At the North Pole, a radar outpost picks up signals of an unidentified flying object. And warnings are flashed all over the world.
We're falling like a lead balloon.
Ladies and gentlemen, a mysterious object is approaching our Earth at a fantastic speed. Who can these visitors from outer space be?
We're gonna crash!
I'd jump, but I got weak ankles.
Well, there's Mount Cucamonga.
And our boys made the headlines. UFO hits Mount Cucamonga. Spaceship believed to be from Mars.
But the crash today was not a flying saucer from Mars. And the so-called men from Mars turned out to be nothing but an ordinary dog and cat.
Ordinary?
And a wacky little professor. So you see, there's no such things as flying saucers.
Poor Ruff, Reddy, and Gizmo. Nobody believes they've ever been to Mooney Moolah. But if you're ever near the used car lot of Hard Sell Odell, you'll see the faithful SS Gizmo. For sale, slightly used rocket ship, used only by elderly Cucamonga professor, cheap. And if you're ever around Mount Cucamonga, you'll find our friend Professor Gizmo busy building the SS Gizmo III, ably assisted by our pals Ruff and Reddy. Who knows? In the not-too-distant future, the three Spaceketeers may again be exploring the mysteries of space. I hope we can all go along with Gizmo and Ruff and Reddy.